Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
February 18, 1805. Meat all gone. Lewis will be back soon with more meat, but for the time being, the supply at Fort Mandan has been used up. Captain Clark writes today,
"A cloudy morning, some snow. Several Indians here today. Mr. McKenzie left me. The after part of the day, fine. I am much engaged in making a descriptive list of the rivers from information. Our store of meat is out today. Captain William Clark, February 18, 1805.
Clark refers to a list of rivers and other geographic features the Corps will encounter west of Fort Mandan. The Mandan and the Hidatsa would have been the only source for most of this information. Included in this list are tributaries of the Missouri and the Yellowstone, some mountain ranges quite far west, and a large river on the west of the mountains. This was probably a stream such as the Lemhi or the Salmon River in present-day Idaho, or perhaps the Bitterroot or Clark's Fork in Montana. Estimated distances from Fort Mandan would have been based on the time it took the Hidatsas to travel to these points on their raids. Sacagawea and her sister were abducted by the Hidatsa on one of these raids against the Lemhi Shoshone Indians and taken back to the Hidatsa village in present-day North Dakota. The Shoshone were rich with horses, and this was no doubt an incentive for the Hidatsa to raid so far away from home. Monday, finally, more meat.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batisse. Hear other Days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.